You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Rhonda Harrison broadcasting from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, where we're expecting snow in the next little bit. I'd just like to welcome you all to the show today. I pulled some cards before the show from the Tree Angel Oracle and a tarot called the Fifth Tarot, Restoring the Fifth Element. And it looks at all five elements of earth, wind, water, air, and then the ethers that are the angels. And but with the Tree Angel Oracle, what I pulled today was holly, because it picks out a tree. This has to do with angels that are in trees, and today's holly, which is fitting since it's the Christmas season. And so it says, you know, that holly is full of thorns, but the thorns can be either to spur, are really there to spur us on, not to keep us back and away from people. It's an impulse to wake up. And the clearly defined leaves of the tree will suddenly be able to see the most buried of things with clarity and good judgment. Perhaps we will experience painful disappointments, but at the same time, we will also gain a hitherto untapped power. With this power, we can take up the sword of truth and spiritually cut through the veil of illusion that was clouding our discernment. With holly, we outgrow our fears and start to work with a new clarity that life is not just black and white, good and bad. With holly's medicine, we can recognize the variety of hues in our rich and often complex lives. Holly, therefore, often marks a crossing or turning point and shows renewed energy and deeper personal integrity. To which I find an interesting thing that we would pull today, because we're close to the end of the year, you know, we're all looking at, you know, what needs to go, what needs to stay, you know, are we in a good place as far as where we're at spiritually, financially, you know, it's the end of the year, we're looking at all of that. And then with the other tarot, I pulled the One of Shells, and it's a pearl, and it shows, it talks about that with the One of Shells, it shows up for us to count our blessings, to be open to receive the gifts of the universe is providing. Love, joy, and abundance are to be found in your home, at work, your relationships, and your life in general. So take time to explore your emotions, going deeper to find the treasures that was going so will bring. The card suggests spiritual and emotional richness. It indicates a good time to start a new project, new job, or relationship. Love, happiness, joy, and pleasure will follow. And the gemstone that is associated with this is, I am going to spell it, D-I-O-P-T-A-S-E, and it attracts love, abundance, prosperity, and health. And I know it's in the tourmaline family. It's called I think it's called diapostase, and it's an excellent stone for understanding the energy that comes from receiving these gifts. And it talks about doing a gratitude journal. You know, we should, you know, keep on top of what we're grateful for, the miracles that are happening on a day-to-day basis, and looking at the finite rather than the infinite and wanting the big bang. Look for the little ones that are out there, you know, the little pearls of wisdom. And that's what this shows me is, you know, those little pearls of wisdom are very important. And then the last card, and then I'll get ready to do readings with people. and help them understand their reading. This other one is the Elementor of Flowers or Feathers, and it has to do with the ultimate relater of information, not the interpreter of what comes through, but simply the storyteller that relates the basic essence of information from the cosmic source. You stand in the wind and welcome the essence that wind brings. She offers her most precious gift, true knowledge, information untainted by perspective or emotion. This is the wisdom that was sought by the seeker on his quest for of truth. And this is the wisdom offered to you now by the Elementor of Feathers. The Elementor invites you to bow with grace to he whose name is whispered in the wind. This means allowing the flow of the divine grace to guide you in the best of your personal knowledge. The owl bestows his gifts of wisdom to assist us in our decisions. Remember, it is not so much in the doing as the being. Bend with the wind, let it touch your heart, and the mind will always be guided in the right direction. And the applications for this one is holy basil, which is an essential oil that has a beautiful essence and is used in spiritual exercises. And it comes from, and if you combine it with Himalayan cedarwood and frankincense, you'll feel the breeze from the heart of the Creator. And I blend oils as well. So these are very powerful oils and very powerful ways to help bring this essence into your life. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're here for the show. We'll now move on to one of our first callers, and her name's Donna, and we'll let her pick some cards. How we're going to do that is I have three piles of cards. One's the fifth element cards, and one is the tree oracle, angel tree oracle cards. You can pick one from each, pick a pile, and then go down how many numbers you want me to go to the card you want. And then you can have one of the fifth element and one of the tree angel, or two of each of the deck instead, depending on what your calling is when I talk to you. So with that, I'll go to Donna.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Donna. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So did any of that resonate for you, the cards that I pulled for today?
Yeah, I think so.
On some level.
Yeah.
Might be revealed later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you want to proceed?
I guess from each pile.
Okay, and do you want the first, second, or third pile for the first card?
The first pile.
Okay, and how many cards down do you want me to go?
16.
16? Okay, just a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then on the second deck, which pile do you want for one, two, or three?
Second pile, nine.
Nine, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. So the first one you got is star. To which, in the fifth element, the major arcana, it's number 17. Just one second, I'm going to let my dog out. Come on. Sorry about that. That's the awesomeness of a live show. I had to let my dog out, sorry. So star is the first card, and the second card is hazel, the tree hazel. So let's look up the star card and see exactly what she's trying to tell us. So the star offers you hope and inspiration and creates new beginnings for what that you are unlimited in for you that are unlimited in potential. Your dreams will be realized with the promise of the star. You hold a new key to cosmic consciousness in your hand. Illumined by truth, you are the divine spark. Use your light and radiance to shine the light of truth in all you do. Open to the higher vibrations of love and peace. Use your gifts and talents to be of service and to the greater good in so doing. A new star is born that lights the darkness for others to see. And what it's saying here is that, you know, you're coming into yourself and you're coming into your brightness and the time, you know, of your dreams coming true. It says, remember you're a star child and all you touch will be blessed with stardust. Your creative endeavors will be rising stars that illuminate the world and offer hope for a brighter tomorrow. As a seeker of higher truth, your light body radiates the realms of illumined truth. It says to hold your hands outstretched as the image on the card, which is like directly, you know, in front of you and speaking into your hands is like a prayer, you know. And then, you know, the other thing is there's certain essential oils like hyssop, spearmint, and calendula, and holy basil that would help enhance your spiritual side of this transition. And then, so do you have anything to say about that part and how it fits or doesn't fit?
Yeah, it does fit because I'm looking forward to new things. It was a difficult year, and so, you know, I am looking forward to things coming
up for
me.
Some new changes, then.
New changes,
well, awesome.
Yeah.
So Spirit's just showing you that you're definitely on the right track and you're doing what you need to do. And that it's, and you're going to be blessed in it, you know, and that's just so beautiful. And so now let me look up the tree oracle one. There it is, Hazel. So this one has like little light beings all over, like little fairies lit up looking around the leaves and the branches and like all curious and stuff. It says, for thousands of years, the hazel has been among the most favorite plants of all. Why? Because hazelnuts are so delicious. People are not really so different from squirrels skipping around from one dessert to the next. And the hazelnut nourishes us all. The angel of this plant encourages a healthy amount of carefree spontaneity and, most of all, playfulness. It is a gift. It is sweet food for our inner child, whose giggle reverberates in the large overlapping leaves. To find our inner child may take a certain amount of looking for some of us, but when we rediscover her, all our senses open to the wonder of the moment and the magic all around. We discover the wisdom of simplicity, and our playful attitude towards everything makes us spontaneous and flexible and happy. I can really tell you anymore because I want you to go out and play. You need to put more playful energy into your life if it's being around kids. And this time of year is great because you can play all you want and be like Santa Claus. And so how does that fit for you?
Yeah, that's true because I do need to get out a little bit. I've been living kind of like a hermit, and to get out and enjoy myself and have fun. And I mean, that's what life's about, I think, being happy and enjoying myself.
Yeah, and can you just see these little fairies bouncing around you where they're just like, come on, let's go outside.
Yes.
What part of the United States are you from?
Santa Barbara, California.
Oh, so you don't probably have snow there.
No, unless we go to the mountains. We have, you know, there's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's nice and warm there right now?
No, it's raining yesterday and today, and then a new storm comes in Monday and Tuesday, but they only last like 2 days.
Well, that's not too bad, and it's rain, not snow, so that's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions about these cards or any other? Would you like to pull another card?
Yeah, I'd like to pull another one for my financial situation because it hasn't been good, and I need to implants, and I'm not working, and so I wanted to know, you know, what if the cards tell
what's happening
about
with that part. All right. Well, let me put, so do you want to go with the tree oracle one or the fifth element card?
The fifth element.
Okay. Do you want pile one, two, or three?
Three.
And do you, how far down in the deck do you want me to go?
Six.
Six? Okay, just one moment.
Yeah.
Another major arcana card, which means it's pretty powerful, and it's got a beautiful woman with half of her face painted and shape-shifting into a bear, it looks like. Let me look here and see for sure if that's exactly what I'm seeing, but it sure looks like it. And the number's 15. So when you have drawn the shadow card, you are asked to look at the darker aspects of your nature. Bringing forth your deepest fears to light allows you to release what is blocking you from moving forward. However uncomfortable it may be to see your shadow self, doing so offers great insight and positive energy for true transformation of the self. The shadow card asks you to forgive yourself for your shortcomings and free yourself from any shame or guilt. It is time to reconcile with your inner self and recognize the bright light that you are. And it says, study the animal guide shown, the butterfly, the snake, the bat. Work with their medicine to assist you on your path. Enjoy a facial mask or a mud bath and exfoliate your old skin and prepare for the new, into this new year, and just letting all of the past go. And the shadow blend contains patchouli, rosewood, vetiver, and it needs to be mixed together, and it influences the spiritual side to make your path less difficult. So with that, there's, how does that fit? It fits well.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Kind of like a rejuvenation, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm going to take the next caller.
Thank you very much.
It's about that you need to rejuvenate, let go of the old, exfoliate the old skin. It's kind of like a snake losing its skin. You know, let go of stuff that doesn't serve you
like
anymore.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Donna. Continue listening to the show if you'd like. And to my other listeners, I'm getting ready to take the next caller, who's a 469 number area code. Also, you can post online. I'm doing that as much as I can since I don't have my moderator with me today. I'm moderating and hosting at the same time. But I'm going to take our next caller and do her reading. Okay, there we go. And let me go to the next caller. Hello, this is Rhonda. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Rhonda. This is Stacy. How are you?
Stacy, I'm good.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, believe it or not.
Well, I'm pulling cards from the Fifth Element deck. Tarot, and then also from the Angel Tree Oracle, and I have is three piles of cards, going one to three, of each of those two decks. Then you pick a pile that you would like for me to pull from, and then how many cards down you want me to go to pull your two cards. So with the first one, the Fifth Element, do you want the first, second, or third pile?
Second pile.
Second, and how far down do you want me to go? How many cards
three.
Down? Three? Okay. And then on the Angel Tree Oracle, do you want one, two, or three?
Two.
For the pot?
two, and how many down do you want me to go?
The first one.
How many?
One.
The first one?
One.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the two cards you pulled, oh, that's a beautiful one. The first one you pulled is a high priestess, and she's like a shamanistic woman with beautiful Native American beading, and she's got her feathers and her smudging bowl there, and her medicine necklaces and teeth around her neck. And it's a very powerful picture, and it's the second card. And with the High Priestess, it brings you to deep initiations into the mysteries of the sacred. Her steady gaze is inviting you now to let go of your conscious thoughts of what you think you know. She invites you to surrender to the mystery of the unknown, that you might retrieve from your subconscious the ancient wisdom you carry within. The High Priestess does her work by being a vessel, a channel, or oracle, as were the Vestal Virgins of old. She uses her sacred path and to show a line of possibilities to the seeker that comes from her asking for help. Having been initiated by the High Priestess, you become a vessel through which higher consciousness speaks. So you're being blessed right now from your crown chakra, from your divine, saying, step out there. You know, you are a vessel. Mm-hmm. You've got the gift. You have the information of, you know, who am I to be, or what am I supposed to be doing? You know that deep inside already.
Yes.
And it says to smudge and clear your environment may help for you to hear more clearly the voice of your inner teacher. So however you smudge, however you meditate, you know, take it into meditation, and she's going to really give you a lot of information.
Awesome.
And then it's talking about working with stones that enhance your connection to your heart. And rose quartz is very good. Garnet, you know, thinking of those lovely pink and red colors and how they, you know, one's cooling and one's warming. And then it says, the understanding is the principle of the guardians may help you. As two trees line a path to a sacred site, they can be used as a gateway into higher consciousness. Standing between the two trees, invoke the sacred guardians of the site and ask permission to enter. With respect and open heart, face each of the four directions as you turn clockwise, opening the gate. This allows you to connect more fully with the mysteries and the sacred that await you at a site. As you leave the site, offer a prayer of gratitude and turn counterclockwise to close the gate. So it's talking about doing ceremony and doing your own recognition of the four directions and the ethers and bringing it into your presence and into your being.
Okay.
And then the next one is a field maple, and it looks like a little sprite. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. The little fairies that, you know, light things up, and he's like lighting things up all over the place, and he's having a really good time with it. And let me see here. These are so cute. So it says, the field maple works the fields, modestly rising up from the earth and going about its work. Do you know the field maple? Do you really know what its leaves and fruits look like? Most of us will say no, and this is exactly its message. Serve without counting on reward or recognition. We must just do what needs to be done because work is love made manifest. The person who brings themselves into resonance with the field maple starts to brim with qualities such as foresight, honesty, reliability, common sense, efficiency, and the ability to organize, and many others. Socially, this means a good management, fair work practices, teamwork, and job sharing, or or just getting down to the grindstone and doing your job. So please put down the book now. Stop looking at the pretty cards and roll up your sleeves. If we cut ourselves off from the impulse of the field, Maple, we start to sink under a mass of unfinished work, which probably hardly bothers us because we have fallen asleep in front of the television again. And so it's about getting up and doing those things and moving forward, and that you are on the right path for your abundance and your, you know, and so it's just lighting it up and making it beautiful there.
Okay. That's
and
it.
You're,
awesome.
You know, the new year is going to be sparkly and great and, you know, just, you know, be out in the sun as much as possible, be out there and just taking it in.
I agree.
You know, so with that, I will let you go unless you would like a third card.
Oh, no, I'm fine. That's just perfectly fit. Yes, because I was, and we talked about the fire, because that's awesome, because I had an out-of-body of a flame that was lit up in my stomach. So that's just on point.
Awesome.
Yes.
Did you have any other reactions to the reading that you'd like to share?
Other than it just hit. It's just words are not expressed. You just know it, and that's just what it is. Yes,
exactly.
I just know it. That's just it, yeah. And I appreciate your time.
And I appreciate you calling in, and have a very blessed holiday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome.
Bye now.
Bye. So would my third caller like to have a reading? Hello?
Is that me? Am I the third caller?
Yep.
Hello?
You are. Just one moment. Hang on a minute. I got two of you at the same time. Hello. Hang on a minute. I'm going to mute your mic, who's at 337, because at the time I didn't think 501 was going to answer me. And I'll do your reading as soon as I'm done with his, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Hi, this is Rhonda. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Rhonda. Why don't you go ahead and take that one? I was just calling in to lend support and all of that good stuff, okay?
All right, well then I will take the next caller from 337.
Excellent.
Hi.
Hi. That was quick, huh?
Thank
That's
you.
That's one of my co-workers.
Thank you.
So I have two piles of cards, or not two piles of cards, two different types of cards in three different piles, and you can choose which pile you want, two from one deck or one from each deck. I'm doing the Tree Angel Oracle today and the Fifth Element Tarot, which is a pretty new one, too, in regards to the ethers, as well as the, you know, four dynamic parts of the world.
The tree angels? Yeah.
Okay, so which would you like to go with, one, two, or three?
Three.
And do you want to, how many cards down do you want to go?
It doesn't matter to me.
You want to do three?
Sure.
Okay. And then did you want the second card from the Tree Oracle also?
Sure.
Or from, yeah? And do you want it from the first, second, or third pile?
Second.
Second? And how many far down do you want to go?
Three, I guess.
Three? Okay. Three is a good number. So, your first one is an oak tree. And oaks, as you know, are very strong, very powerful. He's also shape-shifted kind of like a elk. He's got, like, horns and stuff in his foliage of the tree. And he's really handsome-looking. And it says, there's hardly another living thing in the biosphere with the vitality and sheer life force of an oak tree. People of all times have known this, and whole cultures searched out its presence. They drew great power from this king of trees, but unfortunately often misused this power to conquer and make war with others. The oak tree is associated with the planet Mars, which is often too hastily identified with the god of war. Originally, and for many centuries, Mars was actually the god of farming and the protector of houses and homesteads. It was simply from its role as a defender that its warlike aspect because of the way, you know, nature does things, people were blaming that their crops weren't growing or whatever, and that it was due to that element of nature, and it really wasn't. You know, it has to do with, you know, how they do their things with life. Just what do we do with it lies in our own hands as far as what we do with the broad spectrum of human associations that become energy and are broadly neutral. The gift of the oak angel is to be filled with energy and power. Success is assured. We become confident and strong in body and mind. We can fight if we have to and also protect those whom we love. With the medicine of oak, we do so with great integrity. With the blessings of oak, we are taken hostage by lethargy, fear, and enthusiasm, weakness, laziness, and despondency. Meet with the general failure. So in society, this plays out to make us spineless, but what it's doing is offering you the spine itself of who you are, and that you are standing strong like an oak tree and not letting these other dimensions play havoc in your life, which is just beautiful. And then your other one is juniper. And it's like a beautiful angel that has a star at the top of its head that's really shining out, and it has its arms crossed over its head. And juniper wears a serious expression, yet one that is seriously beautiful. Juniper has the attentiveness and all the powers of observation of the spiritual warrior, combined with the patience and devotion to stand alone on the moor and keep watch for us all. The wind pulls at it. A feather whirls past, and juniper sees the distance and sees everything. There are times to act and times to wait. It is not that juniper is just passive, but rather the master of indifference. It holds out and holds true. Doesn't feel weariness nor self-pity. Juniper knows destiny because it is one with the whole being, its whole life, to service. Its life itself is a gift without any hidden agendas of personal taste. It gives because it loves, without so much as a whisper of this love on its lips. Juniper's willingness reaches far beyond any personal desire, and juniper is always willing, even when we are met by its silence. The angel of juniper has come to you. Duty becomes devotion. Fulfill this and you are filled. Saintly patience and indescribable stamina are yours. Tenacity and dogged determination are the angel's gifts. Uncompromising and steadfast is its devotion. So that juniper is giving you all the strength you're going to need to go through this time as you're defining yourself. Did that hit home at all for you, or?
I've been, you know, finding myself for the last 4 years after my divorce, and
say that again.
I said I've been calling myself, finding myself for the last 4 years, going through this divorce thing, you know, and I'm divorced for 4 years, and you know, I guess I was wanting to know about if you really see some love coming my way or something.
Well, what I see is that you're going to be standing strong for yourself, and in doing that, then you're going to have room. You know, you got to love yourself before you can love someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there, and it's telling you, you know, your stamina is strong, your tenacity is strong. and you've got saintly patience, you're waiting for the right person, which is the right thing to do. Not to be rushing into it because you have a child or that you're afraid of, that you can't make it on your own. You know, Spirit will take care of you on all levels as long as you give Spirit enough room to do that and you have your hand open rather than closed.
Yeah.
You know, there's people out there that want to help you. You just have to open your hand to let them in.
Yeah. Of course, you know, I definitely love me. Love myself.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, do you see somebody coming my way?
It's all going to take time, and a lot of it is in what you want. I think you have to make up in your mind exactly what it is you want in a person. That's why the journaling is important. You know, what is it you really want in someone, rather than, you know, leaving it to the universe to pick. It's more about what is it that you need in a relationship, and until you can define that and give Spirit an idea of what you want, because we have free will. You know, nothing can happen until you're willing to, you know, sit down and say, this is what I want, and can you please help me with this, and talk to them on a daily basis, and just let them, you know, they'll put the right person in your life when it's the right time. Waiting is not always fun, but it says that you're good at you have lots of patience, and that's going to be a really good thing for you.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to go from one situation to another.
Well, definitely not. And, you know, I mean, hey, you know, what's another 4 years?
I'm not saying it'd be another 4 years. You know, it's just, it all depends on how much you get into just looking at yourself and not being in that everything's about the divorce phase. And letting that go.
Definitely not. I've let it go and forgave him and forgave myself and all that little stuff for that.
Right.
You know. I guess you're right. No. And I guess because I know what I want and that's
right.
Written it down. You know.
Well, then that's good.
And you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just very beautiful to, you know, be able to have that situation available, you know, and to give yourself some time. And so what Spirit's saying is that they hear you, you know, it's just not time yet. And that's why you have Juniper and it's holding you, you know, strong. But I'm going to let you go. And I'm going to continue this show, and I will talk to you maybe at the next show that I have on Fridays on the Searcher's Roadmap. With that, let me state that the Searcher's Roadmap, you can reach me at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. We're with the Renford Network, and we have 14 other shows in progress. The No Show on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time, and the Laws of Material Wealth at 8:30 Central Time on Wednesdays. There's also, you know, Cosmic Contacts on Tuesdays or on Mondays, and I Am Well Show on Tuesdays, and then our Dream Vision 7 shows on Friday and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time from the Dream Vision 7 Network. And I'm looking to see if I have any questions from online. And right at the moment, I don't see any other callers. So with that, I'm going to go on ahead and end the show for today. Thanks for everyone's participation and calling in with their questions and wanting readings. And we'll do this again in the near future. Thank you very much for joining us on the Searcher's Roadmap. With that, I will say good night and God bless.